Tell me about your home in Europe. Where did you live? What country?
I lived in Serbia, Dubrovnik. Can you spell that?
Yeah.
It's D-O-M.
D-O-M-R-O. R-O.
V-E. N, I guess.
Okay. All right. Was this a small town or a village or a city?
It's a small town.
Right?
Small town, mostly Jewish. It was all Jewish families.
Okay, and what kind of houses did you live in? Tiny ones, big ones?
We had a nice little house. My mother built it.
Oh.
That's what she told us, you know, I didn't see it.
Oh.
And they got married. She and my father built it themselves.
Tell me about it.
They had four rooms.
Four.
And, you know, it was nothing elaborate. You know how the stove, you know how the stoves are there, the oven. It was from the clay.
Mm-hmm.
In the wall, built in.
Ah, and who slept near the oven to keep warm in the winter?
Well, in the winter time, we used to crawl up there, you know, to warm up during the day, but we never slept at night.
Oh.
We had, and every room was beds, you know.
Okay.
We slept in the room.
Tell me about your family.
My father left Dubrovnik in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you the truth, I hardly remember him.
Oh.
I remember him just through a dream.
Yes, yes. How many brothers did you have? Older, younger?
I had Morris was the oldest. I'm the next. Then I had two more. One wasn't born when my father died.
Mm-hmm.
One was 2.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Ben was 2.5 years old. And Jack, my youngest one, wasn't born. My mother was just pregnant.
Yeah. So you had no sisters?
I have one sister living. I have three brothers living. I had
mm-hmm.
four. One died.
Okay.
While we were young, you know. I was young.
How long did you live here in this house before you left?
In that house?
Yeah.
Well, I lived, you know, I guess since I was born, I don't know.
Until you left for America, so.
As long as I could remember, we didn't live in any other house.
Okay, can you tell me about your father before he left for America, what kind of work he did?
My father was a very educated man, but he, no Muslim, you know, no Muslim. A small town, there was nothing to do. I don't know what he used to do. I guess he used to, a bit to read, you know,
sell,
grain, sell,
yeah.
Buy, work, wherever you could get a day's work, you did. I just know that it was poor, you
yeah.
know, it was
sure.
poor and it couldn't make a living.
Sure. Do you remember what language was spoken in your home? More than one?
We spoke Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
My mother spoke Romanish very well.
Mm-hmm.
Romanian she spoke because she,
mm-hmm.
my mother, was her father was in business,
mm-hmm.
and she was a girl, you know, and she
mm-hmm.
dealt with all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
So she spoke very fluently Romanish and Russian. I went to Russian school, you know, I learned Russian.
Oh, that's the next question I was going to ask. What school did you go to?
I went to school and they taught us Russian.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I finished four classes, you know, it was
mm-hmm.
like a public school.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke very well, you know, I spoke good Russian, and
mm-hmm.
I could write and everything. I was very good in it. But Romania, I didn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
Did they
learn.
Teach Romanian in the school?
No, they didn't.
Oh,
they didn't. That's why they didn't learn,
yeah.
you know. They didn't teach Romania because it was under Russia while I was
mm-hmm.
there. After I left, it became, you know, the Romania took it over.
Yeah.
My sister already went to Romania to learn Romania.
Tell me this, were you sent to any kind of religious school?
Yeah, sure, I went to Yiddish school.
Oh, to a cheder of some sort?
I went to cheder, sure. Everything I know in Dublin, everything, you know, when
mm-hmm.
I know the few words Hebrew, I know it from when I was a child.
Oh. Did
I tell you what I used to do, you know. I used to work. And where I worked, the man, you know, the boy who was teaching me, He happened to be a teacher, and I worked there while I was a child, you know. I worked during the summertime, and he was giving me lessons.
When you were still a child, or when you
got older? When I got older, naturally, I was about 12 years. You know. Before I left, maybe I was 14 already.
So how old were you when you started working?
I started young. See, there, during the vacation, in the summertime, I used to work. Not winter. Winter, I went to school. But during the vacation, you know, my mother wanted, she taught us all children. She wanted we should know. We should be educated.
Tell me this, your family went to a synagogue.
Yeah, mother went to a synagogue. Remember the synagogue?
Can you describe it, or do you remember anything about it?
It was a shul with a balcony, you know.
It was big, that big?
Yeah, because the women were on the balcony. The women weren't sitting with the men. Downstairs was a shul, you know, for men, and upstairs was a balcony for women. And I didn't go too much, you know. I remember Simchas Torah I went. You know, because I had to watch my younger.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sister, the mother went to shul. That's why I don't know much about shul.
Yeah.
But I remember it was a big shul down the street. He lived in the main street. Mm-hmm. All the way down was the shul. And that's where my mother went. But my father, I don't remember too much. Went. I guess he went.
Yeah, I guess.
Sure.
Tell me this. Were there many non-Jewish people in the community?
There was a few going. They were poor, just like, you know, working for the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly Jewish population.
Yeah. So I guess the only contact you had with the Goyim was through work. You didn't really socialize or have any contact with them.
He went to work. I didn't see any going. The only time I used to see Goyim, when they used to come to the city to sell, you know how they're going from the... Shtetlach, you know, from the little towns around, Derfurch, they call it Derfurch.
Country farmers.
Country farmers, they used to come and sell their, whatever they had, they were farmers, you know. Sell all kinds of wheat and mostly our town, we had sunflower. You know what that is?
Sunflower
seeds. We had a lot.
Yeah,
that was our main
product.
And they used to sell. And we used to eat it, children. You know, we used to love it. I used to get fed on that. Because they were great big ones. You know, you could really feel something when you ate it. That's what they used to bring in. You know, and my mother was. We lived right on the way. You know, we were the last house in the cemetery. You could see the cemetery. That's what I didn't like about high house. That night. I used to be afraid to get out, you know, at night. That's all you could see. So the you know, those going used to test us, our house, but they couldn't miss. That's how my mother made a living for us children. She bought up there from the going. Different things. They used to bring in you know, bundles. Bundles of wheat, bundles of corn, bundles of beans. And all these things, you know, even chickens, they used to bring in, and ducks. My mother used to buy them and then sell them. That's how she made a few dollars. You know. That's how she made a living. Why did she have to make the living? Because my father was here and the war broke out. That was during the First World War. War broke out, and you didn't get a penny from America.
Of course.
Nothing.
Now, tell me, I didn't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry. Tell me this, when you were a child, did you belong to any clubs or organizations or groups, like, you know different kinds of groups they had?
I know what you mean.
Religious, Zionist, you know, whatever, social, nothing.
Well, I tell you, that's all I used to know is Shabbos. We used to meet our girlfriends, you know, the girls from school. I used to meet. It was a very intelligent little city in our Dombrowa. Everybody knew how to speak Russian. Everybody went to school. And it was like the intelligentsia, you know. So I used to go with them, of course, for my class, you know. That's all I know. We used to go in the park. He had a great big boulevard park, they call it, on the boulevard. We used to walk back and forth.
Would you have discussions? Or
sure, anything? Kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess I have girlfriends, but to belong to some place, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me...
Young kids didn't belong there, the older ones.
The older ones, right. Tell me this. What was the relationship of the government of this country to the Jews? How do you think the government treated the Jews?
Well, the Jews were never satisfied with the Tsar, you know. Mm-hmm. They were afraid to say anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't speak like you speak mm-hmm. here. And the first thing I knew, you know, that they threw them over.
Mm-hmm.
And people were shushkin them. Mm-hmm. They were afraid to say a word, you know. But I knew when I realized that they threw them over.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing was that big...
Revolution.
The revolution, yeah. And it was a big celebration in Soroka. That was the next big town, bigger town than that. And my mother took us along, me and my sister, I think. And we should see that, you know. So all the whoever wanted to get up there on the platform and speak, they went up. You know, you could see plain goyim, you know,
mm-hmm.
farmers. They were bare feet and everything, and they went up there and they spoke their piece.
Yeah.
They were so happy. Mm-hmm. What were they happy about? They thought they would be free, I guess.
Yeah.
That's
what they could.
Never.
Tell me, during this period while all of this was going on, what were you thinking about America? Did you think about it?
Well, that was our dream, you see. Not about America, because we knew then already that my father was dead. And although I had three uncles here, my father's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, my father had a sister and two sisters in Montreal, in Toronto. But my mother's family were all in Canada, Regina. She had a mm-hmm. sister and two brothers. So we didn't know, we knew that to the United States it was impossible to get in. It was hard to get in that time, too, with clothes and everything. And they didn't try too much for us, you know, because we were kids, maybe they didn't want to take away kids. All of us, we couldn't go. If my father, when he was living, you know, before he died, he had bought already tickets. Bring us over, but the war came, you know, right away, and all those, we send out tickets and money, and everything got lost. And then the next thing, you know, we didn't hear for 2 years from him. In the meantime, he died here. He died in 1918.
Okay.
So, you know, we lost all hopes. There's no more hopes.
So, let me ask in another way, why did you leave the country you were born in?
Oh, there was no future for us. Sure, then it started, you know, I lived through the pogroms too, when they had, right after the revolution. Of course, us, in the Bessarabia wasn't so bad, and Russia was terrible, and the Ukrainian was terrible, and all the, you know, refugees came over, and they were seeking for refuge in Dobrovan, in Bessarabia.
Yeah. So tell me why you finally came to the United States.
So then, you know, our only salvation was to go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
My mother started to write to her sister, brothers, and they sent tickets
mm-hmm.
for us. She says, you can't send us for all of us, you can't take us all over, but get my two older children, my brother and me. So, they sent tickets for us, and we started to make passports and everything. And you know what kind of a sacrifice it was for a mother to send away two kids, you know, 15 and 18. And that was, in fact, my brother was already a big help for her, which
mm-hmm.
he was, you know. He made a living for us. So anyway, she felt that if she'll send us, and then they'll be able to come too. So, we left, you know, number one. And we came to Antwerp in Belgium. Mm-hmm. Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And in Antwerp.
Let me ask this. When your family sent you tickets, you had a definite destination then. Where
yeah,
had it
Canada,
you were supposed to
Regina,
go?
So Regina.
In Regina. Sure. Oh, still. Right.
Sure, that's where they live. That was Estelle's grandmother. See, my mother, Estelle, Sally and I are first cousins.
Uh-huh.
See, my mother and her mother.
Yeah. Now, well, tell me, you traveled with your brother. Did you travel with a larger group or just you and your brother together? Just the two of you.
There was more people, naturally, but we weren't in a group.
You weren't in a group.
There's a lot of people.
How did you travel? You know, when you left your city, what did you do?
You went to Belz first.
By train?
By train.
Mm-hmm.
Belz was the next city.
Mm-hmm.
From Belz, we took another train.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Romania, Iași,
mm-hmm.
Bucharest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the capital of Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, we went to the consulate, I guess, and they told us that we need that wasn't in the book as they told us. They told us that it's so darn hard to get a visa. See,
mm-hmm.
you had to get an American
mm-hmm.
visa in Antwerp. Antwerp
mm-hmm.
was our port where
mm-hmm.
we took the ship,
mm-hmm.
you know, the boat
mm-hmm.
to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So when we came, we heard that there's a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But we were such stubborn kids, you know. We said no return, no matter what happens. We were determined. No return, because we would have been 11. We were ashamed. I feel you go and you return. You know how kids are. So my brother and I made up our minds. We were almost ready, you know, with so much they scared us so much and told us that we wouldn't have it so easy. But we said we're not going to return. We're going to go on. So we went from Iași, from Bucharest. We stayed in Bucharest
mm-hmm.
a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the American consul there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he told us that the visa we'll have to get in Antwerp. So we went there. Antwerp also we did. Where did we go to Antwerp? By train, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine so. We didn't take no boats there.
Yeah.
So when we came to Antwerp, first thing we did, we went to the American consulate. My brother and I, we dressed up with our, you know, what we had there, our best clothes, and we went to see the American consulate. As soon as he saw us, two kids, you know, he says, he says, you need $500 before you can get your visa. The sooner we can the money to show.
Yeah.
Siding money, right?
Yeah.
Siding money that we are not going to be a burden on the family.
Right.
Or on the country. So where in the heck are we going to get $500? Who has $500? We got scared, you know, we didn't know what the heck to do. But my brother already knew he had more sense than I. He says he's going to wire to Canada. To the uncles and aunt and see what they can do. If we can't get a visa, we're stuck. We need $500. So immediately, the next day, we received $500. They didn't have it, but they borrowed it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had any money. They were poor too. So we got the money, we were happy. We come to the consul, you know, to give us the visa. He says, Your boat left already.
Oh,
and you are too late yesterday. You didn't tell us before that we have so much time. The boat left and we are late. And in order to wait for another boat, we need already a permit from the Canadian government that they want us. As in the rules of the gods, you know, they had terrible rules. So what should we do? We were left, you know. We had no money, we couldn't use this money, because this money, if we would start to use it, we wouldn't have it when the visa will come.
Right.
When the permit will come, we'll still need it. That much we knew, that that money we can't touch in a strange city. So immediately we got out of that hotel. See, we stayed mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. until the boat would leave that was paid for the tickets. We mm-hmm. stayed in the hotel, you know. But as soon as we couldn't go, you know, we'd have to start paying. He had no money, so we left the hotel. We got a room. I stayed with other girls, and he stayed with boys. You know, he couldn't get one room. It was in a immigration place mm-hmm. where a lot of people, we weren't the only ones that were stopped. And my brother got a job here and some money to pay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then and we stayed 9 months there. We didn't hear from the government. We didn't hear from the Canadian government. We used to write them, and they said they're trying, and they just can't do any more. We just have to wait. So 9 months we were waiting there. I went to work too. What am I gonna do?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Work
yeah.
too.
Tell me this: when you finally got going and you came to Canada, were you met at the port by the family or
yeah.
the organization?
No, no. We came to Halifax. Canada.
Mm-hmm.
From Halifax to Regina took 5 days and 5 nights by train.
Mm-hmm. But nobody met you at the boat?
No. It was impossible. No.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have anybody in Halifax. That was the port.
So your family was 5 days away
yeah.
by train?
Yeah. Five okay. days and 5 nights, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the heck we ate. Because I don't think there were food there.
Oh my.
I don't know. There were no meals there. I know we yeah. didn't eat meals. We ate something.
Yeah, yeah.
It took a long time. Wherever they stopped, we bought.
And bought and carried.
But one thing I remember is my brother lost his hat. He hung up on the window, you know. In the window. Somebody opened the window.
It blew.
Blow out. A
oh.
new hat. Oh, was
that's upset.
So we came without a hat.
Oh my. Tell me this. Did you bring anything from home, like papers or precious objects? Or did you leave with anything of value?
That's all we had is
just
a
your
passport.
Clothes and your passport.
Not clothes, you know,
yeah.
whatever we had.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
So.
When you came to Canada, did you change your name from the name you had in Europe? What was your name in Europe?
Molchanski.
Do you remember how to spell it?
M-A-L-T.
I can
spell it. No, wait
a
minute.
I'll spell it better later. Oh, okay. And you changed it here in America. Why? The other family?
It was changed.
The other family had changed it.
Yeah.
Family had changed it.
No. I have it Molchansky.
Oh, right. Okay, what?
See, my uncles changed it before.
Yeah.
So, automatically,
yeah.
we changed it already when we came
yeah.
to Canada.
Well, what made you decide to come to the United States?
Yeah. So I was there, you know, when I came to Canada,
mm-hmm.
immediately I went to school with
mm-hmm.
all the little children.
Mm-hmm.
I started from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned, I went a year and
mm-hmm.
a half, and I learned I finished public school
mm-hmm.
because they kept on skipping me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew well, you know, Russian, and that wasn't very hard for me to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. American, you know, English
is
different, but it helps so much
mm-hmm.
when you know a language.
Mm-hmm.
I learned fast, very fast.
Yeah.
And that was nothing for me to do. I was growing up. Sally was in the house. You know, I was with Sally's, stayed with Sally's
mm-hmm.
family. And she too didn't have anything to do. So I said, well, I have to write to my uncles. I have uncles in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm gonna write them and come for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote them a letter and I said I would like to come for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
So the next letter I received a check of $30. That's what it cost at that time to come. And I packed up all my things and I went.
Right.
See, my brother got a job right away.
Yeah, yeah.
See, because they were poor and they couldn't afford to keep
up. Sure,
they had
sure.
to pay.
Yeah. Tell me this, what was your first impression when you came to the United States? What did you think here?
Well, first time I came here 11 o'clock at night.
You couldn't see much.
It was, I could see lights, you know, and it looked beautiful.
You were talking about Pittsburgh now?
Yeah, I came right to Pittsburgh, and it looked beautiful at night, you know, with the hills and the lights. It makes a nice impression. But everybody told me that, oh, you're going to the dirty city. It was a smoky city. Everybody knew Pittsburgh was a smoky city. So I went to the smoky city, who cared, you know. But I was met by my aunt and uncle, one of them. And they took me home, and I stayed with them. They wanted me to stay with them. So I stayed a couple of weeks, and then I said, well, I have to go look for a job. I can't stay for nothing, and I'm going to look for a job. That's it.
You know, you arrived at night. Tell me about the first day you spent here. When you started to look around the city, what you thought? Did your uncles take you for a little trip?
Well, they lived up the hill that time. All the Jewish people lived up the hill.
Yeah.
So when I went out of the house and looked out and I saw Schwarze, it was full of Schwarze there, and I never saw Schwarze before.
Mm-hmm.
It looked sort of funny to me,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
A city full of colored people, some colored people. And they didn't behave that time neither, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was you were afraid to go out at night. But it didn't make such a big impression, but I knew that it was a bigger city and I'll have more opportunities here to get something to do. So, you know, you stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed. The next day, you know, the other uncles and aunts came, right the next morning, came to see me.
Tell me this, was there anything about life here in the United States that disappointed you in these first few years?
Well, I was very, very lonesome.
Lonesome.
For my mother, you know, and for the family.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you get used to things.
Yeah, yeah. But
life.
But did it live up to your expectations? You know, when you were in Europe, you dreamed about coming here. Did the United States disappoint
you? Well, I tell
you
the truth, dear. I was so young and immature when I was in Europe that I didn't know much.
Mm-hmm.
This seemed really big to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know much because I didn't. I guess I didn't see much there.
Mm-hmm.
Only struggling is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
That this really looked like that I was going to be better off.
Sure, sure.
You know, I dreamed that I would bring over my mother, you know, we'd bring over mother and the rest of the children.
Yeah.
I still had two brothers and a sister there. And, you know, I got bigger already. I was dreaming about meeting somebody and then getting married.
Of course.
Sure.
Tell me this, in the first 5 years, in the beginning there, the very beginning, when you first came to the United States, were you ever mistreated because you were an immigrant? Or in your work, you went to work, or did you have trouble because of your language?
Well, the first job I got is in a bakery,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't find it, you know, hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew already English.
Mm-hmm. From Canada.
From Canada.
Yeah.
I knew pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke English at it.
Yeah.
And I started right away to go to night school.
Mm-hmm.
I went to McKelvey School, McKelvey Night School.
But you didn't come across any anti-Semitism or any problems with people treating you badly? You didn't see.
No.
No. Okay.
No. I went to night school, and then I went to Sheldon to Fifth Avenue night school, you know.
Do you feel that you accomplished your goal by coming to the United States?
I sure do, because I think if I wouldn't have come, my family wouldn't have come, and they would have been killed. Sure. Because nobody, hardly anybody was left in Double Bend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they were all killed out. Some left, you know, they ran away to different places. So, I doubted whether my mother with the children could run very far.
Yeah. So wait, you worked and your brother worked and you helped bring them over then?
My brother was left there. I came in Pittsburgh here and I made a life for myself. He worked there and he had a life for himself. But he brought him over. I didn't do too much.
Right.
Because he made money, you know.
Yeah.
And he brought him over.
Right. Well, let's come back to Pittsburgh again. What was your first home in this area? You lived with your family? Or?
I always lived with the family. I lived with my aunt and uncle. They're both gone. That was my father's brother.
Mm-hmm. Like
and the cousins.
And you lived there in the hill?
In the hill, they did.
And how long did you live there?
In the hill, well, 3 years. After 3 years, I met Jesse, you know. I got married. Yeah. I just lived with them.
Did they
three
own,
years.
Did they own their own home, or was
no,
it an apartment?
They had a duplex, they had a house, they moved in different places. I didn't live in one place. Mm-hmm. Wherever they moved, I moved with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I got a job, I used to pay him so much per week.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that I wasn't there for nothing, because they were poor.
And you told me your first job in the United States, and what you were selling in a bakery.
In a bakery, I worked just for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And after
then
that?
I got a job in Franklin Cedars,
mm-hmm.
sewing. You know, I did sewing, outrage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, where did you learn how to sew?
I didn't know too much. My mother used to teach us, you know.
You sewed by hand?
By hand, yeah. By hand. Then I used the machine too, I learned. But I used to sew by first. Used to fix, you know.
Oh, first. Yeah.
And then they...
Did they train you to do this in the store?
Yeah, they trained me. I still have a friend, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I work with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a furrier now.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I give my coats, you know. He fixed my coat. He's in Corpsville. Ornstein is his name.
Now, when your husband came to Pittsburgh, what kind of work did he first do, you know?
Jesse?
Yeah.
What did he do? He was a Hebrew teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Tell me this. Do you remember how much money you earned in the beginning?
I remember. I had in the bakery, they paid me $8 a week. And I remember I had to work like from 6, from 4 to 11.
4 in the
four
afternoon?
4 in the afternoon. You know the bakeries, they have different girls, you know, the shifts.
Yeah.
I worked till 11 at night. And some shifts I worked from 6 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
until 4 or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Afternoon. And I used to be afraid to go. Was it 6 o'clock in the morning was dark in the morning? And to come home 11 o'clock was dark. I used to be so scared to go with all those Schwartz around.
Yeah, sure.
But that's why I went, you know, who would take me?
Tell me this.
I didn't work long in the bakery, just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Did they make you work on Shabbos and Jewish holidays?
No, I didn't work on Shabbos.
Okay.
Of course, when I worked in department stores,
I
worked on Shabbos. Yeah.
The
bakery, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this job at Franklin Cedars, and they paid me $15 a week.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I started to pay already $5 for boarding room. I used to buy them clothes, you know, for myself.
Sure, sure.
And once in a while, if I had left, I used to send my money
mm-hmm.
to you.
Okay. And did you belong to any kind of a trade union or anything?
No union.
No.
Okay. There was no unions there. The department store didn't have any unions.
Did you continue to work after you left? Got married?
No.
No.
Because we moved away, you know. When we got married, we moved to Youngstown. Jesse had a position there.
Mm-hmm.
He was a teacher there. We moved away right away.
Mm-hmm. If you could go and do this all over again, would you do the same kind of work again, or would you try to plan something a little different? Would you change things?
That's a funny question.
It's not funny, but if I know what I know, but if I knew then what I know now, naturally,
right.
you know.
You would work a little different.
I would work a little different. I would go to school more. Yeah. Of course, how can you go to school when you have when you have to work? But who knows? I don't know why I didn't think.
Okay, so let me ask this. What schooling did you have after you came to Pittsburgh? In Canada, you finished public school. And
I finished high school, night school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know so much when you finish night high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like day school.
Well.
But I went for a long time, I remember. Yeah. Then even after I got married, I went here in Taylor Alderdice. I used to give night classes. I think it was twice a week. I used to go Mondays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a good bit too.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Tell me this: when you went to school at night, you were going to school with Gentile classmates. How did they treat you? Did you mix with them socially?
I don't remember too much, too many
non-Jews. Must be even
because maybe I didn't associate with them. You know, mostly Jewish people I used to associate with, Jewish children. Yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I belonged to a club here. It was a friend, Zanksparai. It was a teacher. He's still living, Mr. Litter.
Uh-huh.
He used to play with him.
Uh-huh. Did you like music? Did you ever have anything to do with music?
No, I wasn't too good at music.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater or to any kind of theater at this time? In the early years, we're still talking about the first 5 years.
Yeah, we used to go whenever there was a Jewish show.
It came to Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to go.
Did you attend any kind of lectures? Do you remember? In the early years?
Sure, we used to go, didn't miss anything, you know.
Yeah, whatever was happening, right. Did you use the public libraries here in Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where?
The Carnegie Library. Sure.
Okay, yeah. And what about newspapers? Were there any Pittsburgh newspapers that you read?
Yeah,
English,
sure.
Yiddish?
Sure.
Do you remember?
Whatever they got in the house, you know.
They did get newspapers?
Sure.
You don't remember the names? Do you remember?
I imagine the press.
The
press.
And
sure. And the Jewish paper.
Do you remember what Jewish paper?
Tag of Blood.
Tag of
Blood. Sure. I read the Jewish paper well.
Good.
Very good.
Tell me, when you came to the United States, did you consider yourself a religious person?
Yeah, and sort of, you know.
Sort of.
Although I worked the Shabbos, and because they kept Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Whoever had to work, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't like the yeshiva.
Mm-hmm. Did you change after about the first 5 years? Did you become more so, less so?
Changed a lot. How do I know? Because they used to tell me, you know.
Yeah.
The Ravana used to tell me, you changed. You changed. You even talk different. I says, well, I have to talk like they talk. You know?
Yeah. No, but I mean, not only you talking, what about in the way you were religious?
Oh, right.
Were more,
changed.
less.
You changed.
It disappeared.
Sure.
Right.
Sure,
and
you changed.
Yeah. In those first 5 years, did you ever attend a synagogue here? In Pittsburgh.
It was 3 years that I was.
Oh, yes. Well,
and then I moved away.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah, sure, yeah, Kippur.
High holidays.
High holidays. You know, the girls.
Mm-hmm.
All the girls go around to all the schools.
Right.
Sure.
Were there any observances in the home that you were living with?
Yeah, they observed.
Shabbos, they light candles?
They were kosher.
They kept kosher?
Sure. Couldn't do anything on Shabbos. My uncle wouldn't
in the house.
Like it.
Yeah. Those that had to work worked, but those that were home had to observe.
Had to observe.
Right. Okay. Did you have any trouble in health due to changes of food or climate when you first came
strong.
To Pittsburgh?
I
no problems.
No problem. I was strong.
Did you need any medical
I
care?
Too much red. My cheeks were so red that I used to do anything to make him, they should disappear again.
Oh, I miss that. Tell me this. At any, the first 3 years that we're here, did you need medical care at any time? Did you ever have to go anywhere for care?
Dentist. That's all I
You
remember.
Went to a private dentist or to a clinic?
No, to a private dentist. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gordon, I used to go.
Mm-hmm.
He's not living anymore.
Yeah.
I used to go in once in a while to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, and this was also private.
Private, yeah. It was my aunts and uncles' doctor, so
it was yours
I needed them, I went.
Right. Tell me this, when those first 2 years, did you belong to any social groups or science groups or labor groups?
It was the Freien Gesangsverein.
Freien?
Gesangsverein. Mr. Litter was the...
Say the last word again, I said.
Freien
Gesangsverein.
Freien.
Okay, and what kind of group was this? Social?
They spoke highly Russian.
It was a Russian social group.
In Russian. I tell you the truth, I didn't care. I wanted right away English.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had put this Russian aside.
Uh-huh.
But there was a lot of them that they liked to speak Russian.
So they got together
so
and
they spoke, you know, whatever they wanted between themselves.
Mm.
Mr. Litter was the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He taught us. You know,
he was actually teaching you Russian?
He was teaching us singing.
Oh.
He was a pianist, you know, he was a piano teacher.
And so you sang when you went to these groups?
We had, you know, we used to meet.
Mm.
We sang. I have the picture somewhere. Yeah.
Did you?
All the girls.
Oh,
and all the girls
did,
and boys.
Did you belong to some organization that was set up to do charity work?
No, not in Pittsburgh. Not at that time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember? And then you don't remember anything like Pishkas in those years or anything like that. Okay.
Maybe
and
I wasn't interested.
Yeah, I guess my uncle and Aunt Adam. Yeah.
You know.
So you didn't really contribute to any organizations in those
not
first few years.
Not before I was married.
Yeah, right,
no,
right.
That started after I got married.
Okay. Where did you go to have a good time in those first few years?
Most of you used to go, you know, in the summertime, the girls used to go to Kennewood Park, like on Sunday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shoppers, where did we go shoppers? I don't know, in homes.
And
you know, everybody was religious.
Mm-hmm. And Shoppers and homes.
Shoppers, we used to go to the homes.
Oh, right.
Visit girlfriends, you know.
Did you have anything to do with sports during this time?
Mm.
Did you know of the YMCA? Did you have any contact with the YMCA?
No.
Or any other non-Jewish organization? Did any non-Jewish organization ever try to contact you in these early years?
No.
Were there any local meeting places where you used to get
Yeah,
together?
This group, you know.
Did they have a meeting house?
Yeah, they used to have it up the hill in the there was a building, I don't even
don't remember
how they on Robert Street that we used to meet. They used to pay for it, you
know. Mm-hmm. Was sort of a clubhouse?
Yeah, it was a clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Is this how you met people during the first 5 years?
That's
or
how
was
I
there
met.
There was any other way you could meet people?
No, as I remember.
Is that where you met Jesse?
That's where I met Jesse. Not that he was there. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
His sister.